Today is Wednesday the 11th of March, in the third week of Lent. The monks of the Abbey of Ker Mousa sing, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them, and make our home with them." As they sing, I listen. I listen with my whole attention, with my mind, and with my heart, so that I may really hear the word of God, and keep it. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
In today's reading, we join Jesus on the Mount with the crowds as he has just spoken about the Beatitudes. Now he has shifted in tone from speaking about those who are blessed in the kingdom of God to underlining the importance of keeping the commandments. Picture him now, speaking these words to all who have gathered. We might see the Beatitudes as encouragement for the heart, while the law, with the commandments, is embedded in our minds. Perhaps Jesus is showing us how these two belong together. Where in your journey of faith has your heart needed encouragements and blessings as you seek to honor the commandments? As you listen to the reading again, imagine that you sit with the crowd at Jesus' feet, looking up to his face. Open your heart to his words.
Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
Jesus says, "For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished." Perhaps there is something that the Lord would like to accomplish in you. What might this be? Spend these remaining moments of prayer sitting on the mount close to him, listening to his voice. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours. Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace.
That
is enough for me. Amen.